Elisha said, "Hear Yahuwah's word." Yahuwah says, "Tomorrow about this time a seah of fine flour will be sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel, in the gate of Samaria." Then the captain on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of Elohim, and said, "Behold, if Yahuwah made windows in heaven, could this thing be?" He said, "Behold, you will see it with your eyes, but will not eat of it." Now there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate. They said to one another, "Why do we sit here until we die? If we say, 'We will enter into the city,' then the famine is in the city, and we will die there. If we sit still here, we also die. Now therefore come, and let's surrender to the army of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we will live, and if they kill us, we will only die." They rose up in the twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. When they had come to the outermost part of the camp of the Syrians, behold, no man was there. For Yahuwah had made the army of the Syrians to hear the sound of chariots and the sound of horses, even the noise of a great army. And they said to one another, "Behold, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to attack us." Therefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. When these lepers came to the outermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and ate and drank, then carried away silver, gold, and clothing, and went and hid it. Then they came back and entered into another tent and carried things from there also, and went and hid them. Then they said to one another, "We aren't doing right. Today is a day of good news, and we keep silent. If we wait until the morning light, punishment will overtake us. Now therefore come, let's go and tell the king's household." So they came and called to the city gatekeepers. And they told them, "We came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, not even a man's voice, but the horses tied, and the donkeys tied, and the tents as they were." Then the gatekeepers called out and told it to the king's household within. The king arose in the night and said to his servants, "I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry. Therefore, they have gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, 'When they come out of the city, we shall take them alive and get into the city.'" One of his servants answered, "Please let some people take 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are like all the multitude of Israel who are left in it. Behold, they are like all the multitude of Israel who are consumed. Let's send and see." Therefore they took 2 chariots with horses, and the king sent them out to the Syrian army, saying, "Go and see." They went after them to the Jordan, and behold, all the path was full of garments and equipment which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. The messengers returned and told the king. The people went out and plundered the camp of the Syrians. So a seah of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to Yahuwah's word. The king had appointed the captain on whose hand he leaned to be in charge of the gate, and the people trampled over him in the gate, and he died as the man of Elohim had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. It happened as the man of Elohim had spoken to the king, saying, 2 seahs of barley for a shekel, and a seah of fine flour for a shekel, shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria." And that captain answered the man of Elohim and said, "Now behold, if Yahuwah made windows in heaven, might such a thing be?" And he said, "Behold, you will see it with your eyes, but will not eat of it." It happened like that to him, for the people trampled over him in the gate, and he died.